Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on The Real Momentum.
I think that one of the keys as my oldest is 25 and she's got two kids and a great husband, and it's Madison and Adam, and they're just navigating life. And it's different than when Nicole and I started. Life is totally different. I mean, it's 25 years later. So, I mean, obviously the culture is different. The church is different. Even the family makeup's different. There's a lot of differences. And so I've just really asked God to help me be a trusted voice. And that's got to be something that's got to be, developed over a lifetime. And she goes to me for trust, and she can trust me with, and that's not just Madison, that's Morgan, that's, Megan, and even the son-in-laws. I just feel like those guys are, hopefully they can come to me as a trusted voice that they, if they need wisdom or prayer or something to help them think through something, help them make decisions that honor God, not make the decision for them, but, help them follow God and what he's asking them to do. That's the greatest thing I can provide for them would be, the encouragement that they're going to need, not pulling them out of struggles and difficulties, but, helping them navigate biblically and spiritually through, some challenging decisions, some challenging times. And that could be with, what happens at work to what happens, in the community to everything else in between, and, how to really parent and those kind of things in some ways, because I think all that comes up. So I just want to be a trusted voice, and I think part of that's more than buying things for them physically that they might need. It's also being there whenever they have questions or they're navigating.
I want my kids to come to me.
I mean, that's huge. They're going to go to somebody, may have to ask somebody the question, and hopefully I've been able to cultivate that relationship. It goes back to relationships too, and it's building that relationship. And I'm, even my son Joshua said this yesterday, you're kind of quiet, and that's just my personality. But so for me, I've got to try to, engage a little bit, more, because it takes more effort out of me to try to engage to get those conversations. But at the same time, I want to be a trusted voice in their life.
I wish I was more quiet. It's always interesting traveling long distances with Keith, because you are quiet and I like to talk, and I never know, my brother's the same way. He can travel 15 hours without saying a word, and I always feel that awkward silence that I'm trying to get better at. It's not that riding with you is ever awkward, Keith, but you are a little quiet.
But all of him, is he upset? Is he mad?
does he not want me in the car with him? What's going on? He's thinking, would you just be quiet, Mike? I'm trying to. But I think you're right. I mean, I find a lot of sometimes kids and boys especially are scared to go to their dads. And I think that relates to our Heavenly Father. He's never bothered by us coming to him. We can, Hebrews says we can boldly approach the throne of grace and receive grace and mercy in our time of need. And I consistently ask my boys, hey, anything you want to talk about, anything you need to share, just keeping that form of, and telling them, reassuring them, it's a safe thing to talk about. And there are things that, I have two boys and one girl, and, my daughter is now 12 years old, and there's some womanhood stuff going on, and I don't hear anything about that. It's between her and my wife and helping navigate that, nor do I want to, but there's some things that my boys need to share with me that they can't and shouldn't share with their mother. And I think it's just making that spiritual provision open all the time, that you can come and ask and not be afraid, that you have a present and intentional father. And I think what you said, Keith, helps lead us into our next kind of discussion point here about, you said, and rightly said, that the culture is so much different now than it was when you and Nicole got married. And I think every generation says that. I know that. I know the generation four said, oh, when I was growing up, but our culture has changed rapidly, really fast. It has changed at a faster rate than we can keep up. And Deuteronomy 6 commands us to love the Lord our God with all of our heart. And so we want to lead and love out of who we are, right? We want to leave and lead in love out of Christ-likeness and godliness. And that's what loving your children looks like. And so how do we navigate that, guys? How do we truly be a Christian father in a world that continues to redefine masculinity and everything else?
I just think it's a total dependence on the Lord Jesus, man. I think there's a, you know, at least a, hopefully there's an acknowledgement, a desperation that, man, all I can bring to the table is my dependence on the Lord Jesus. And, you know, walking with him and having a good relationship with him, hopefully out of that, it gets to others. So part of that, you know, the privilege that we have as dads is this, we get to shape a future, get to, you know, impact a future. And that comes from a relationship we have with the Lord and the Word and living by the Spirit. I think, you know, looking at Genesis, that God brings order out of chaos when he brings a man and a woman together. And obviously the sin caused that chaos to get to a whole new level. But then he raises up Noah, then he raises up, you know, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All these are designed spiritual patriarchs to bring order out of chaos and help bring clarity. And, you know, look in the New Testament, what's Titus all about? Bringing order out of chaos. He's bringing older speaking into the younger lives. That's something we're missing today, where the relational components are not, they're hard to find, they're hard to get in a rapidly moving culture that's so busy and doing so many things, and we got this to go to, that to go to, and you know, where are the relationships in between? Unless we provide space for those, and for these men, you're not going to get that. And, you know, sometimes dads are working 40, 50, 60 hours a week. They're going, you know, 20 hours a week sometimes, and other activities, whether that's, you know, travel, sports, or those kind of things. Where is the time that you're going to really build into, you know, relational opportunities? So I think you got to take advantage of that, be vigilant as a spiritual leader, and try to find what that looks like for your family. And it could be different for every family, but the components ought to be the same as we're trying to work together and make a difference as men of God together.
Yeah. Well,
Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way that he should go. And we always apply that to the children that we're raising. But training hasn't stopped for me. So when it comes to godliness and Christ-likeness, I'm still in class. You know, I haven't left that training. God is still training me in the area of godliness and Christ-likeness. And so I think our kids ought to see that in us, that God is still working on me and developing those things in my heart and life. And if we don't let them see the difficulty, if we don't let them see how we navigate problems, how we navigate difficult situations and difficult relationships, then I don't know that they're ever really going to see the godliness and the Christ-likeness come out in us. So if I'm going to love and lead my family through godliness and Christ-likeness in my life, it's only going to come from me walking with Christ, me continually allowing Christ to train me and to raise me up into the person that he desires for me to be.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, Deuteronomy 6, again, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and then teach these things diligently to your children. And you go on to see the intentionality that as you rise up, as you lie down, as you walk, there's always teaching moments, but you're leading out of who you are. And so I think it's right to say, if you're going to be a good Christian father, good Christian husband, you got to be a good Christian yourself. And I don't mean like good, like keeping God's, you know, like the legalistic side of things. I'm talking about you got to spend time in the Word. You got to follow the Lord. You're only giving away what you have. I kind of told my church a couple of weeks ago, I preached on Genesis 6 on the flood. And when God says he was sorry that he made mankind, he really started over. I like to say, I know we're living in turbulent times. I know we're nervous about what's going on around the world, but I just ask the church, is it better or worse than it was then? Is this the worst time ever? And it may be with COVID and the pandemic and the election chaos, all those things, it may be one of the worst times that our current generations remember, but is this the worst time that ever existed? And you think about the Holocaust, you think about Genesis 6, God wiping the world out. And what's always been God's answer to a world that is full of sin? God's answer has been to send a child. Right. Here's Moses. Here's Noah. Here's David. Here's Jesus coming to the picture. And so the answer is not, oh, I'm just going to escape and leave. The answer is let's raise up godly families, godly men. And I don't know who said it. And I've tried to look it up and so many different people said it. I don't even know who gets credit for it anymore. But I believe Ronald Reagan also said it, that the strength of a nation's in the strength of his families. right? So once the family starts to go, the nation starts to go. So the answer is to raise up godly families within the culture that we live in to change the area that we're living in, right?
Well, Mike, stop passing. We need to stop passing the buck too.
Yeah.
So we always look for our youth pastors to do this. We always look for the pastor of the church to do this.
Yeah. Yeah. They were always designed, the youth pastor, the family pastor, all those guys were designed to come beside the family, not replace the family. They were designed to come alongside the dad, and but not replace the dad. I mean, nobody has greater influence on our children than we do. And so I always like to say, sometimes we treat our children's ministries and our youth ministries as glorified babysitters.
Yeah.
And my dad always did this with families. He would have a young dad to come to him and say, hey, my kid's asking spiritual questions. Can you talk to him and lead him to the Lord? And my dad always say, you know what? I'll actually talk to you and train you how to lead him to the Lord.
Amen.
You know, we're trying to, it was never designed to replace the dad. We want to equip the men to be godly husbands and godly fathers, right?
Yeah. My son has a deeper spiritual relationship with his youth pastor than he does me, that I'm a failure.
Yeah.
If you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you, we want to connect with you. We want to hear about your Real Momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.